Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
It is radio that's good for you. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. I love it. It's lots of fun, and it's my last one for a couple of weeks, or just 1 week because I'm going on vacation, but I would like to kind of finish this part off with a metabolism thing, because as we age, metabolism slows down. So whether you were somebody who was skinny all your life, even as you age, your metabolism can drop up to 10% per decade. So the studies that as the rates start to drop in our 30s, that unless we take action, it will impact your waistline. You're going to start to see it sort of going in different directions, your thighs, your waistline. So things you can do to help delay that metabolic slowdown: lifting weights. Research is showing more and more that lifting weights builds that bone mineral density, which in turn burns fat for its fuel and keeps your metabolism up. So you want, and women, you too, lifting weights, doing push-ups and lunges and sit-ups. You know, we talk about these things all the time on my Train Your Body show. Eating more protein, a little bit of protein at every meal. I like to have a half of a hard-boiled egg. I like to have a little bit of chicken, get a rotisserie chicken, put it in a Tupperware container and keep it for a couple of days, eating a little bit with every different meal, because a little protein helps to keep that metabolism up as well. It takes more energy to break down protein, so by having a little bit of it throughout the day, you're keeping your metabolism burning constantly. And then also spicing up the meal. You know, at the top of the hour, we talked about spicy foods, how they can help you live just a little bit longer. Well, that capsaicin really does help speed up your metabolism a little bit. It helps to boost your heart rate and burn fat and fuel. So a little spicy food can help too. And then, of course, one of the best ones is cardiovascular exercise. Treadmilling, walking, running, swimming, biking, whatever it is you want to do, getting your heart rate up gets that metabolism up. And the more efficient your heart is, the more it's going to keep your metabolism burning what you need it to burn. So lifting weights, a little protein at every meal, spicing up your meals, and getting that cardiovascular exercise is my metabolic tip and advice for today. Thanks so much for listening. We still have more great show coming up, so don't go anywhere just yet. But then I'll see you when I come back.